Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Matthew chapter 6, and we're reading verses 25 to 34.
Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat and drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labour or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendour was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Our focus is on verse 25. Do not worry. Three times in these verses, Jesus says, do not worry. So it's clear he means it. Worry comes in all shapes and sizes, and stress-related illnesses are a big issue for people today. So Jesus' advice is very relevant. There's a down-to-earth simplicity in what he says. Instead of focusing on things beyond our control, we're best to focus on the one who is in control. As we saw yesterday, he will provide for all our needs, so that we don't need to worry. Jesus speaks of the father-child relationship, which is the basis for our trust in him. The comparison with birds and lilies emphasizes the practical provision for our needs. And our tomorrows are in his hands, so that we can make the most of today. We're not called to live as if there is no tomorrow or irresponsibly, but we are called to live a day at a time. Through good days and bad days, the Lord has promised to be with us and see us through. So let's do what he says, and don't worry. A prayer. Father God, I hear what Jesus says and will not worry. As I trust in your provision, help me to make the most of today to encourage others to trust in you too. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.